We're keeping it local. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. I'm Corey Hargith here with you. And as we do, at least every now and again, we like to visit with some of the local businesses, especially in the Owatonna area. And joining me now is Garrett Jewison with Atlantis Hobby. And Garrett, this actually ended up being a perfect time to bring you in here because you guys are actually just celebrating your 6 months here in Owatonna. So I guess maybe the best place to start would be just tell us where you're located, first of all, for those that maybe don't go through downtown Owatonna all that often.
Yeah, we're located right downtown on 117 North Cedar Avenue in Owatonna here.
And it's still the location of a former business of the same type, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So I guess tell me a little bit about Atlantis Hobby for those that are not overly familiar with what you guys do.
Well, August 1st to be our five-year anniversary in Mankato at our Mankato store. That's been going really, really good. We decided to expand. Owatonna's been on our list for quite a few years. So here we are.
And so what are some of the offerings that you have?
Magic the Gathering. We do a ton of different card games. So Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, One Piece, Disney Lorcana. There's an absolute ton of different card games out there. Gundam's coming out with a card game. League of Legends is coming out with a card game.
So all those things that, you know, I really don't know how to put it, I guess, that people maybe have heard of but have maybe never tried. So is this something that you guys kind of, you know, host, like games, things like that? Or is it folks just come and buy what they need and then they kind of go off and do their own thing? Or how does it work with you guys?
Kind of both. We host weekly events for most of the games, too. We do sell board games and stuff, Warhammer, other tabletop games as well at the store, which people can come in and play there as well.
So it's really a lot of everything for family and friends to just really kind of come together. That's kind of the whole point of a hobby store like this, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a community store in a sense.
And so let's talk a little bit about what got you interested in going in this direction in the first place.
Well, it's been over 20 years. We started playing Magic the Gathering in 94, me and my brother. We've always wanted to do a store for pretty much over 20 years. We wanted to do a store. While back, I was a project manager for construction. I had a bunch of money saved up. My other business that I had at the time, I kind of outgrew the space. My rent kept going up, so we were looking for buildings for sale. And just happened upon a building for sale, and I asked my brother, hey, do we want to do the gaming store we've always wanted to do?
And so, obviously, Mankato came first, because you're going to be coming up on the five-year anniversary. And you had said Owatonna had been on the list for a while. What made Owatonna, you know, kind of draw your attention?
We grew up around here. We actually graduated from Medford.
Okay.
But I spent most of my time in Owatonna. I worked at Cabela's and Wendy's, Golden Corral, if anybody remembers that place.
That goes back a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, I love that place. That was back when it was actually a steakhouse, not just a buffet, too.
Right, right. And so you kind of had that, I don't know if I want to say inside knowledge almost, from having grown up around here, knowing, you know, okay, this might be something that the people of Owatonna might be interested in.
Yeah, and it helps. My wife is from here.
Okay, so you got that extra knowledge too. Okay,
there's a little extra push.
That's fair. That is fair. But I think at this point, we'll go ahead and take our break here. But when we come back on Community Connection, we will be visiting more with Garrett Jewison and talking more about Atlantis Hobby and what they have to offer. This is your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. And we're back with your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Continuing our conversation now with Garrett Jewison with Atlantis Hobby. You'll find him in downtown Owatonna in the 100 block there on North Cedar Avenue. And so, Garrett, during the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the games that are out there right now. So let's hit on some of that first. I know when I was growing up, you know, Pokemon, the cards, all that fun stuff. It was brand new, but it kind of died off, and now it kind of came back. You said it died off, but now it's back again.
Yeah, it's Pokemon's probably the biggest it's ever been. Same with Magic.
So, is there any rhyme or reason as to why they come back? You know, being in the industry, do you have any, you know, thought into that? Or
I think different sets propel people back into it, like, with Pokemon, like they just came out with Destined Rivals, which is essentially like a nostalgic Team Rocket set. Next year will be their anniversary year. So that year, you know, next year is going to be crazy for Pokemon. Magic just had their biggest release of Final Fantasy ever in history because they're doing like Universe Beyond sets now. Spider-Man is later this year. They'll do more Marvel and stuff coming up this following year, I'm sure, too.
It's just amazing how this can all evolve from, you know, even Marvel started on the comic book side and then it's evolved into, you know, all the feature films and now getting into card games, all that stuff. And, you know, Pokemon was honestly the same way. It started with the cards and then you get into the original games. I remember having them for my Game Boy, for crying out loud.
Those were the days.
Oh, yes, they were, back when the graphics were meh at very best. But now we just get into finding all these new versions and such. And, you know, one we haven't touched on is D&D. You know, that one's been around forever as well.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, that's huge. Still is huge.
I don't know. Has that one ever really lost its popularity? It just maybe faded into the shadows a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people kind of hit it more back in the day that they played D&D with a group of friends.
Sure.
But I think a lot more people are just more open about it. And we are doing D&D groups and stuff at the store now, too, that people can join in if they want to try it.
Yeah, that's actually where I want to go to next. So someone walks into your store there on North Cedar Avenue, and what can they expect? You know, because you talked about some of the things that you have there for sale, but there's also opportunities you can just play the games right there. So kind of take us through what it looks like in the store, just, you know, from a visual standpoint.
Well, I mean, like our Mankato store, we try to make sure to give like our customers a premium experience. We have really high quality tables and chairs and fixtures, and everything is super nice, clean. So it's really nice for, you know, families or literally anybody to just come in there and shop. We have tons of different supplies for cards. We may not carry sports cards, but we carry tons of supplies for them, like penny sleeves and top loaders. Dice, I mean, any, you know, tons of that kind of gaming stuff we have.
Anything for, you know, physical games, obviously not video games, but physical games, you probably have it. Or if you don't, I'm sure you can find a way to get it if there's something specific that someone's looking for.
Yeah, yeah, we can order stuff in for customers, too. We do carry stuff that isn't games, though. We carry, like, arts and crafty kind of stuff and plushies, 3D stuff for kids. So we're diversifying. I mean, we have a lot more space here in Owatonna than we do in Mankato. So it gives us that opportunity to bring new stuff in.
Yeah, and so talk a little bit about the space itself. And I'm sure as, you know, something maybe becomes more popular, something kind of fades away, things kind of change around a little bit inside the store. So it's maybe not a bad idea, especially if it's something you're interested in. Stop in, you know, frequently.
Yeah,
and just kind of see what's there.
There's always something new coming out.
And that's the fun part about an industry like this.
Yeah, I mean, it whether it's Pokemon or Magic for the card games or, you know, Gundam. And, you know, I was saying there's tons of new games coming out this year, too. I mean, they're literally having new sets like every month or every couple months or different box sets or special releases. There's always something.
And so another hypothetical here, say someone comes in and they've never played game, whatever, you pick whatever game. Is that something that, you know, you can kind of help teach them or at least point them in the right direction on how to get going?
Yeah. So everything we sell whether it's Magic or Pokemon, any of the Bandai games, like One Piece card game, which is really kind of cool and sweet too. We're actually a certified store for those. So we're a Pokemon Play Store. So we're recognized by Pokemon as an official Pokemon Play Store. I'm a professor for Pokemon, so I'm actually have to go through a background check and, you know, do that kind of stuff because you're with kids. And
sure.
So, yeah, I mean, we can teach them pretty much any game they want to learn. And like I said, we have official events for all of those, too.
And so where can someone go to get more information about the events or getting started with any of the games through Atlantis Hobby?
Probably the best is our website. Just go to AtlantisHobby.com and click on calendar and events, and you'll see our Mankato and our Owatonna Google calendar on there for all the events for the whole month.
And so let's talk about hours as well. Of course, that's a big thing. What's it look like for at least the Owatonna store? And go ahead and throw out some information on Mankato as well.
Well, in Owatonna, we are currently closed right now on Mondays and Tuesdays, but we're open Wednesday 12 to 7, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday 12 to 9, and then Sunday 11 to 6. We are looking at expanding the hours as well. In Mankato, we're pretty much open Monday through Saturday, 12 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 6.
All right, Garrett Jewison with Atlantis Hobby. Thank you for coming in and, you know, kind of let me nerd out a little bit.
Can't blame you. Thanks for having me.
You got to do that every now and again, don't you?
Yeah. All right. Even if you're not a nerd, you should come and check it out.
I mean, it's self-proclaimed as far as I'm concerned. But yeah. You know what? But, you know, we could probably keep going, but we got to wrap this up because your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review is on the way at the bottom of the hour. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank. Owatonna. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.